Ostabo appeared on KJNO's Action Line program on February 10th. During the hour-long talk show, he was asked about the case against Lieutenant Lance Leone. Here's some of what he said.
I think where the American people ought to look at this, and the people that, you know, here, is this isn't a witch hunt, this isn't anything, this is a process that we go through. And at the end of the day, the American people should feel proud of their military, that we hold folks accountable, that we thoughtfully look at these things, that we provide all the rights and support for the defendant that they deserve and have earned and are legally bound to, and we follow those rules.
After the accident in July of 2010, Leone recovered from his injuries and was cleared to return to flight, pending some training. Ostabo took command of the Coast Guard's District 17 in May of 2011. Sometime between then and September, Leone's orders for training were canceled, and the charges were issued.
We came here in May, and that was something we had to deal with, and we're dealing with it the way we're supposed to. And I understand the people of Sitka. I understand the emotion involved in this, and I'm okay with that. My shoulders are big enough to handle all that.
He said the process is ongoing, and that he has 90 days from the end of a December hearing to decide whether to proceed with the Uniform Code of Military Justice, or UCMJ for short, or handle the matter administratively. News of the North, a program on KJNO's sister station, KINY, reported Ostabo's comments. They appeared to deal mostly with the procedure of the case and not his own opinions, but Leone's attorney has a different interpretation.
Very, very few commanders. In fact, I cannot remember a single commander who would ever discuss an ongoing case with the media.
Retired Colonel John Smith is Leone's private attorney. He's practiced military law for 30 years. He says Ostabo's assessment of the judicial process left out a third option, to drop the charges entirely.
Well, it sounds to me like Admiral Ostabo has already made up his mind. He has made up his mind that Lieutenant Leone will be punished either via the UCMJ or administratively.
And Smith objects to Ostabo's statement that the Uniform Code of Military Justice is a lane that the Coast Guard is traveling down in order to investigate the crash.
The military justice system is not a lane. It is a very, very serious process that focuses on the alleged wrongdoings of an individual.
Leone's defense team maintains that their client has done nothing wrong and is only guilty of surviving the crash. Lieutenant Veronica Colbath is a spokeswoman for the Coast Guard in Alaska. She says the Coast Guard can't comment on an ongoing investigation, and that includes commenting on concerns that someone raises about the case. But she did say that Ostabo was invited on KJNO to discuss work that the Coast Guard is doing in the Arctic. And during the hour-long conversation, he was asked where things stood with the Leone case. Throughout the case, the Coast Guard has told KCAW it won't make public comments until the proceedings are settled. And Smith, on Leone's defense team, has not consented to an interview with KCAW until now. Smith says he's requested several meetings with Ostabo, but has been denied. He says Ostabo's attorneys told him that the admiral won't discuss pending litigation. If the case is sent to a court-martial, Smith says he could protest Ostabo's neutrality. Such a move could send the case to a new convening authority, which is the person who performs Ostabo's function in deciding whether to put Leone on trial. But Smith also said that he has not committed to any specific legal action.
Related and interested in taking that action which will best serve Lieutenant Leone. And in this particular case, I believe that Admiral Ostabo cannot make a fair and impartial decision.
The officer who heard evidence in the case back in December recommended that Ostabo drop the charges against Leone, but his recommendation is not binding, and Ostabo is free to pursue whatever option he deems suitable. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.